Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start your journey. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Get free shipping and get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code KATE.
Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a three-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a four-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey, guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray. There's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids. But also for older people as well, because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it.
When you realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks, it's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Hi there, welcome. Kate Daly Show. So happy to be with you today. Live, of course. Always appreciate all the stations that carry this, and of course all the podcasters and all of the... all of those people that carry the show, like Love and Liberty and all of them. And wow, fantastic. I did the Alex Jones Show today, of course, every Wednesday. I'm their permanent guest host for Wednesday. So he turns the show over to me. And let me just tell you, I had Sheriff Mack on talking about election fraud, challenging the sheriffs in this country to do something about it, like actually do their job and investigate and go see the movie 2000 Mules and then start to investigate the information. That would be great, wouldn't it? If they could absolutely, like, I don't know. I mean, it's, I know it's a shocker, but actually stand by their oath to defend the Constitution. And what happened was treason. So if the sheriffs, and I love that Sheriff Mack was bold enough to say that, if they would please do their job and really look into this and stop turning a blind eye to this to get along, that'd be great. And then also I had two red pills on from Utah, who two mama bears who are going after the election fraud in their state. And Utah isn't even a swing state. It wasn't even like important to them. And if you can imagine how much election fraud's in the state of Utah, you can imagine how all the states are so corrupt. And this is why the left and the right never say anything about election fraud. Neither one. They want totally quiet about it. Don't want you to look. I also talked about the timeline being very, very strange, and I could not get a timeline on the shooting that happened in Texas. And there's a reason for that, because the school was tweeting out that everything was great and they were in lockdown, but there was something going on in the city, in the area, right inside the middle of that shooting. So I went ahead and did that on the Alex Jones Show, kind of went through some of the timeline that never made sense and pointed out some of the inconsistencies of the information given, and some of the things that could have never happened. You can check that out in a few hours on band.video. And under the Alex Jones Show, if you click on that, you'll find the video. They'll put it up. And then also in a local hour, I also went through the timeline, and I'll also put that up as a shortcast so you can listen to that. I think it's going to be like 29 minutes of me going through the timeline of things that aren't making sense. We might as well talk about those things. And it doesn't mean that I don't love children. I do, and have five of my own. But I'm just saying that we need to point out and challenge the inconsistencies in this case, because there are so many. That's the point. There are so many that it's really hard to wrap my brain around the timeline and how things happened, because there was just no proof of any of this happening. So I would really love to have some help. Email me, kate@katedalyradio.com, so you can help me out with the timeline. So when I present on the radio, I can say, well, okay, now this makes sense. So far, I'm not able to do that with the time-stamped messages from the Uvalde PD, the school itself, the school district who tweeted out 10 minutes too early that it was actually going on, stuff like that. Okay. So Melissa is with me because Melissa's with me every Wednesday. And we have quite a topic to tackle that is not Texas related today. And I think you probably might want a little bit of a news break and talk about something different than Texas, of what's happened in Texas. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. We have quite a different topic.
Maybe I don't know quite if I'm good or not. I've been doing a deep dive over the last month. Read three really intense books, just finished the most intense one today, about the 1960s, which is a subject of interest to me anyway. But the book I just finished was about Sidney Gottlieb, which is not a name that probably many people know or recognize. But let me read a little bit from his obituary. There were a couple of obituaries, but listen to this.
Okay.
What Gottlieb and his CIA henchmen did was only in degree different from the activities which had sent a number of Nazi scientists to the gallows at Nuremberg in 1946. That's one. The other one that I think is really revealing about Sidney Gottlieb, this was published in Britain in the Guardian newspaper, called Gottlieb everything you have ever dreamed of in a mad scientist in a pulp novel about the CIA, except he was real.
Wow.
So you think that maybe he is somebody we should know. He's kind of crept. Certainly MK Ultra has crept into the popular consciousness now, but we don't know very much about the man who was behind MK Ultra. And honest to goodness, as I have read some things over the last month, I really did think that I was past the point of being shocked at what the government could do or does do. But I was actually shocked.
Right.
And I've known about MKUltra for a long time.
And you don't shock easy. So at this point, you being shocked, that's something.
Yeah. So to kind of unpack a little bit about, I think the place to start the story, I don't know that we need to really delve so much into Gottlieb's past and his childhood and where his family came from. But I do think we need to start with the Korean War. And during the Korean War, there was a group of American GIs that had been captured by the North Koreans and were held for a number of days. And before they were released, these guys signed statements that said things like how much they kind of loved and adored the communist Chinese government. And they also admitted to having flown missions in which they were dropping biological and chemical agents on the ground. They were essentially bombing, you know, bio bombs and chemical bombs.
Right.
When those guys were released and came back to the United States, there was hysterical panic inside the government. And the reason for that was that no one here could possibly imagine that any true American would ever say those things.
Right.
Under any circumstances. And so the word brainwashing was born. And, you know, it's kind of hard to imagine a time before people actually believed that brainwashing was a thing. But that's the birth of it. Was who could imagine that these guys could say that? And it led, if you take that incident and understand that Korea was drafting right off of World War II, and the United States, there were people inside the government of the United States who were looking at some things that had happened during World War II in Nazi camps with Nazi science. Right. We all know that, like, Wernher von Braun, the rocket scientist, was brought to America to
head NASA, not just be here alive, but to actually be the head of the organization of NASA.
Correct. He was here to drive the American rocket program. So what we don't realize so much or don't think about was the people inside the intelligence services of the United States who were interested in what Nazi scientists had done scientifically in the psychological realm.
Right.
And not just Nazi scientists, but they were also intrigued by what Japanese scientists were doing. Mm-hmm. If you want to call the people who were convicted at Nuremberg, scientists.
Right.
Interestingly enough, when in Japan, what the Japanese had done with a group called Unit 731. It was a torture unit, but they were also experimenting with psychological torture. Those guys were never put on trial. And in fact, a couple of them were captured by Russians, and the Russians just executed them, the guys from Unit 741 that they got a hold of. But in the United States, they moved them to different locations, didn't bring them back to the U.S. because Japanese nationals would have stood out in the American population in ways that Nazis would not. So they kept them in Asia, but they allowed them to restart and continue doing this research on prisoners of war and other disaffected people that were in the Pacific. They brought some of the Nazis. They couldn't take the high-ranking guys. Like, Mengele was too well-known. So they looked for the guys on the next level down from that, people whose names were not familiar in the United States, and Operation Paperclipped them right into the U.S. to help the United States with their psychological warfare games.
Wow.
As well as their, you know, it was all done under the auspices that if we don't get these guys, the Russians are going to have them. And that's a really important part of the mindset. Right at the end of World War II, there's this incredible fear that if we don't act proactively to capture all of the intelligentsia of Europe and Asia and bring them on board with us, that the Chinese and the Russians would have them.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Okay.
Right.
So now we move ahead to Korea. When these guys come back, the intelligence services are convinced that absolutely the Chinese have some kind of understanding and knowledge on how to mind control people that we don't have.
Right.
And they became hysterically paranoid about it. And they just knew the Russians and the Chinese are working together. So let me ask you, Kate, do you think people can be mind controlled?
Yes.
What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. They are right now. Look at what's going on in our media today. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. And I agree with you. And I think that when we hear about what they did with MK Ultra and other projects, it starts with a group, an organization. It starts with a project in the government called Bluebird and morphs over to Artichoke, which morphs into MK Ultra, which ends up being disbanded in the 70s, not until the 1970s. But it, and then it blossoms in some CIA directives. But what I want everyone to remember, and what was, this is in part kind of like the wake up call for me, the information that they gained either from Japanese or Nazi scientists that came to the United States and added to our scientific understanding of psychological warfare, that information is still in residence inside the government.
Right. We're going to come right back. More with Melissa. Sidney Gottlieb, that's a name we should all know, given our past with him and how many things he was able to do. Be right that we're just evil. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. That's a little Buffalo Springfield Bluebird for you. And welcome back. In fact, look, MyPillow is doing this special for you guys, and I asked for a special on the slippers that was nothing like they'd ever done before. So this is, oh my gosh, please get these slippers while you can for such a cheap price. My gosh, so $90 off. These are the most fantastic slippers you'll ever own. And I think you'll end up wearing them to the grocery store because they're that comfortable. There's moccasin type, there's slip-on type, there's different colors, but you have to go to mypillow.com/Kate. So mypillow.com in the URL, okay, /mark and the name Kate. If you go there, you'll be able to see the special. Because it's that special. It's not just offered on their website. So $90 off on the slippers. What a fantastic Father's Day gift this is. And they're going fast. They've never done anything like this before. Not with this kind of savings on the slippers before. And let me just tell you, what a buy. What a find. This is the slipper that you want to give your loved one. And I would order some for yourself while you're there because you're not going to get them this cheap again. And they're going to end this special pretty soon is what I got in email this morning. So please get on and get yourself some slippers. Go to mypillow.com. So mypillow.com, just like you normally would, but just put in /Kate and you'll get the deal. Okay. Oh my gosh, just order them. They're so great. They're so fantastic. And they're leather and leather soles, and they actually help with fatigue. They were designed, and this is why they're a little bit spendier, but you get to have all the savings. So $90 off, but this is why, is because they're that good. So please, please, please go get them. All right, Melissa, back here with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about Sidney, shall we? Ugh, just threw up, but we have to talk about him.
Yeah. Yeah, we do have to talk about him. So he came from a background educationally. He was a bacteriologist. Mm-hmm. Always a great thought. And he was hired into the CIA straight out of like post-doctorate work. Mm-hmm. He was the very first person. I wish he was the only person, but he was the first person ever hired by the government strictly with a job title. They put him in charge of researching behavioral theory.
You know? Okay.
And here's what they were after. This is really, really critical to understand about MK Ultra and all the rest. What they were trying to do, they wanted to know, is it possible to, number one, one of the things that they wanted to do was, can we blank someone's memory and replace it with new memories? If you have a CIA agent and he's been out there and assassinated somebody, can we blank his memory so he cannot ever speak of that?
Right.
Because he wouldn't know it.
Right.
That was one thing they were interested in. They were also interested in, we've all heard about the Manchurian Candidate, right? The film?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They wanted to know, can we create people who can be tools for us through mind control methods.
Mm-hmm.
They also were looking at how can we, you know, just how can we get people to confess things
mm-hmm.
that they don't want to confess? Can we access people's memories and information that they may have? Can we get them to talk when we want them to?
Right.
So what, like I said, it starts with a thing called Project Bluebird that morphs into several things. By the time it gets fully under Sidney Gottlieb's control,
mm-hmm.
there's only a handful of people inside the CIA that were allowed to even know about this. It was super, super, super secret. And we're talking about 1950, 1951, 52.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did, what Sidney himself was not a psychologist, but he was interested in all of this. And so he farmed it out in what he called sub projects. He had a whole host of people, some of whom knew that they were working for the government, many of whom did not know, but no holds barred. And they were looking at unregulated drugs. They did MK Ultra is famous mostly for their LSD trials.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that in just a minute, what they were actually doing to people with LSD.
Right.
They were using electric shock treatment, sensory deprivation. They were using a system that they called psychic driving.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole purpose behind all of this is, can we unlock people's brains and put them under our control?
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about the LSD, because this is the most famous thing. It was not the only thing. It was not the only drug that they were using. They were also looking for magic mushrooms in Mexico. They were trying all kinds of drugs to see, can we unlock people's mind by the use of this? And the LSD, at one point under Sidney Gottlieb's control, he was able to convince the United States government to pay the pharmaceutical house that discovered, mm-hmm. created LSD in Switzerland. They paid them $240,000 and bought the world's entire supply of LSD.
Jeez.
They brought it back to the United States. They contracted then with Eli Lilly, the pharmaceutical manufacturer here, mm-hmm. to back engineer it, figure out what it is, and then you can manufacture as much more as we want. We don't have to pay the people in Switzerland. So what were they doing with it when it initially started?
Right.
It started inside the CIA. They were giving it to, they were having parties and spiking the punch bowl at the Christmas CIA party.
Right.
With LSD. And sometimes they were not even telling even agents with the CIA that they had been given CIA, just to watch and see what happened. That led to another one of the most famous MK Ultra kind of foibles,
mm-hmm.
with a man named Frank Olson, who was an agent who was given LSD in a drink at a Christmas party and who never really recovered afterward,
right.
and ended up out the window, the seventh story window of a hotel in New York City. It took the family 30 years to finally come to understand that he had not committed suicide.
Right.
That he was distraught by some of the things he had been involved with MK Ultra, some of the projects that he had been a witness to, the torture that he had been party to. By the way, torture was used on people outside the United States as part of MK Ultra, and the torture involved giving prisoners of war, suspected mm-hmm. Soviet agents, give them, you know, do all this stuff, electric shock, sensory deprivation, LSD, mescaline, whatever. And he was so distraught by some of the things that he had seen and participated in that he said, I want out, mm-hmm. and I want to talk.
Hmm.
And he ended up on the sidewalk at the bottom of a seven-story drop.
Right.
And it took the family literally 30 years to figure out that, And they had to exhume his body to find out that he had not jumped. He had been helped out the window.
Jeez.
So terrible and tragic. He's not mm-hmm. the only death, though, associated with all of this. So one of the things that MK Ultra did, that Sidney Gottlieb in particular, there's a little quote here from Gottlieb in which he said the hard part about what he was tasked to do in the United States was that, you know, we just don't have any guinea pigs to experiment on.
Right.
We have no human guinea pigs to work on. So what he did, what under Sidney Gottlieb's instruction, leadership, as well as others, Alan Dulles, and the head of the CIA at the time, knew about this. And the implication is that Eisenhower perhaps even knew as well, that they were going to find, they needed to find groups of dispossessed people, people who couldn't protest, orphans, prisoners in the prison system,
right?
People in mental hospitals for various things, even patients that were undergoing psychiatric care. And another one of the really big things that they did, they found people who had committed crimes and couldn't talk. So one of the things they set up two what they called CIA safe houses, one in New York City, one in San Francisco. And they ran a sub project called Operation Midnight Climax. And they hired prostitutes to bring Johns into these safe houses that were wired up with two-way mirrors. The prostitutes spiked liquor with LSD. And then they had agents who were watching the fun to see how did LSD, could these prostitutes get these guys to talk? Could they, you know, what could they get out of them? And they know that some guy who's seeing a prostitute, who's he going to go tell?
Right.
Who's he going to talk to?
Yeah. Nobody.
Nope.
Yeah.
There was much later after some of this started to come out, there were prisoners in the Atlanta prison system who were given three times the dose of LSD for over 30 days in a row. Paired that up with electric shock and hypnosis just to see what would happen. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And some of this, they experimented with something that they called psychic driving. And what psychic driving was extreme sensory deprivation. They would put a hood on people. They would put their hands in like these tubey things where you have no ability to feel or touch anything. They would, you know, bind them so they couldn't move. No sensory stimulation, no sound, no sight, no vision, no nothing.
Right.
And then they would give them LSD, and then they would give them electric shock, and then they would do. And what they discovered after many years of this, and this is one of the big conclusions, but they had been this. So this starts in the early 1950s. By 1960 something, Sidney Gottlieb sadly had concluded that there really isn't a way to mind control people. You really can't take somebody and dump out all of their memories and replace them.
Well,
you really
that's refreshing.
Can't. Yeah,
yeah.
Sort of. You really can't. There are some things that you can't do. At least that's what they said. I don't know. I have a suspicion. Let's talk about, you know, Jack Ruby for a minute.
Okay.
Because Jack Ruby was an odd guy. We know that he is the assassin of Lee Harvey Oswald. He shoots him on national television. And when he is arrested, his initial story to his attorney, whether you want to believe it or not, was that he was under an epileptic fit when he did it. And he had no memory of having done it.
Right.
And then things kind of changed depending on which attorney he got an attorney, and things kind of morph around. When he goes to prison, in he claimed he made a call and claimed that they had injected him with something and then he died from cancer.
Okay. We're going to come right back. We'll talk about this. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Susan joins us next. I'm on with Melissa right now. I'll be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. Exactly clear.
There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Glad you're joining me. Alex, I did the Alex Jones Show earlier. You can actually check that out on band.video, band.video. And I went through a couple of things, election fraud with Sheriff Mack and Richard Mack, and then, of course, two red pills from Utah who are going after the information of fraud in the state of Utah, and then followed up by the timeline that isn't making sense in the Texas shooting. Their own timeline does not make sense at all. So I wanted some help with that. So from you, the listener, if you want to help me out, kate@katedalyradio.com. That's on band.video. Also, I just wanted to say, Balance of Nature. If you haven't ordered it or you're on the fence or you've been thinking about it, okay, just try it out. It's guaranteed. And I'm telling you that it's going to really help you and you're going to feel a lot better and get a little bit more spring in your step. No more blah days. And it really does that for people. Please try it. Just try it. It is 10 servings a day of fruits and vegetables. 10 servings, meaning 31 fruits and vegetables, crammed into 10 servings a day, every 24 hours. It's easy to take. You take it in a second, and you're good to go for the rest of the day. Then when you go to eat your hamburger with the tomato on it and you go, wow, I ate a vegetable. This is a lot more than that. And so go get Balance of Nature and put in the code Kate. You got to put in the code Kate when you order. I'd order extra because nothing in your food storage compares to the amount of servings you get for this low, low price. But you're going to get a third off, up to 35% off, you guys. And free shipping. This is the supplement. I did my homework. You know me. I'm going to look at all of them. I did. And this one blew me away because it had more in it, was more beneficial than any other food supplement on the market. And it was a whole food on top of that, which, by the way, you can't get that. Anyway, I mean, it's hard to find that. So balanceofnature.com and the code word is Kate. And you're going to start taking that right away. And then let me know how you feel. Okay. Because I have family that will not be without it. I won't be without it either. Either will my husband. Okay. Melissa. So let's chat, shall we? More about the situation. We're talking about Sidney Gottlieb and giving everybody a break on the Texas occurrence. So,
well, what you need to know about Sidney Gottlieb is that he wasn't just running MK Ultra. He was also, he also acquired the kind of nickname in this inside the CIA as Poisoner in Chief. Mm-hmm. So during the Cold War, they're looking for ways to get rid of political enemies around the world. And Sidney Gottlieb was the guy. Remember, I said he was a chemist, actually. I said bacteriologist early, but he was a chemist. Mm-hmm. And so that was his interest in things like LSD and all these different drugs, was their chemical. What chemicals can we use to unlock people's brains?
Right.
But it stands to reason. You and I we're familiar with the story that's outlined in Dr. Mary's Monkey about the research that was going on about weaponizing certain types of cancers. Mm-hmm. And the hope was they could get rid of Castro by inoculating him with the cancer. Sidney Gottlieb was also tasked with coming up with a poison that could kill Castro. Mm-hmm. They were never able to get it close enough to him to actually poison. They had a poison cigar that they were going to give him and poison his food or whatever. But this whole kind of coalition around poisoning and mind control, it's all connected to Sidney Gottlieb. All right. of those those aspects. It would not surprise me. We will never, ever, ever really know what Sidney Gottlieb was working on or what he knew, because as he left the CIA, he and Richard Helms decided that what they had done and what they had worked on was so explosive. They ordered all of the documents, boxes and boxes and boxes of records, to be destroyed. So what was it, just was their experiments, were they just limited? Some of the documents suggest they were interested in radiological information as well as chemical, pharmacological, biological. And Sidney Gottlieb worked a lot with Fort Detrick and the bacteriologists that were there that were growing who knows what.
Right.
So was Jack Ruby actually eliminated through something that Gottlieb or his guys put together? Was it, who knows? We will never know the answer to that. But it's certainly Jack Ruby saying, I had this mind blip. I can't remember. I don't even have any memories of what I did. Certainly sounds an awful lot like Gottlieb got to him. And I'm going to add this little fact. Jack Ruby's psychologist, his psychiatrist in prison was a man named Jolly West, who was actually documentable as part of the MK Ultra program.
Jeez.
Jolly West, later on, he goes and works, and he gets a job working with a university in California in their psychiatry department. He is on the scene at the Berkeley Free Health Clinic, which was giving away, located right down in Haight-Ashbury. They were giving LSD free to anyone who walked through their door.
Wow.
And let's tag into that, that Jolly West and his MK Ultra guys are at Berkeley in Haight-Ashbury at the exact same time that Charles Manson is getting LSD from the Berkeley Free Medical Clinic, and back it up again. And when you understand that Charles Manson came out of a prison system, it kind of begs the question, where had Manson interfaced with any of this,
right,
if he did at all? But certainly you can make a pretty compelling case that Manson was taught by somebody some pretty potent mind control methods. If you look at the Manson murders and what he was able to get his followers to do, it's pretty compelling that the guy who had been in the federal prison system since he was about 14 years old probably didn't come up with this all by himself.
Right.
Jeez. And it included some of the same things that Gottlieb was looking at: isolation, sensory deprivation, massive amounts of drugs and LSD, whatever. It just is very intriguing to ask yourself, how deep did the tentacles go?
Right.
How far out did this all move?
Yeah. I mean, it was such a time in history when so many things started here, and you had people that were controlled to go in to somewhat controlled, right? Maybe they were given drugs to start riots. We had a lot of sudden shootings of just the lone gunman, right? We had a rash of those. We had not had that up to that point. But right when all this starts, we have a whole culture shift of things that now we just look at and go, oh, there's shootings all the time. There's lone gunmen all the time. And back that before all this started, there wasn't. There was a lot of experimentation going on with people.
Well, so what Gottlieb officially concluded in his congressional testimony, when he was called to speak about MKUltra, when bits and pieces of this began to drip out, he was very adept at covering himself and not saying. He had a very faulty memory when he got before Congress. Everything was hazy and he couldn't remember, and I don't know, and whatever. But what he had concluded was that mind control was not possible. Mm-hmm. And I would agree, the kind of mind control where you can blank somebody's memory and put new memories in, and then you can, you know, show them the Queen of Diamonds and they'll go kill the ambassador for you. I don't think that kind of mind control exists.
Right.
But what they did realize and did come to understand mm-hmm. is that coercive control is very powerful. Coercive control, meaning if you put people in isolation and mm-hmm. deprivation, you can do a lot of things to people.
Right.
If you read down the list of some of their conclusions, what they learned, think about how the January 6th prisoners mm-hmm. have been held. That one of the things that they concluded was that if you can deprive someone of their identity, that our identities are formed by our connections to our communities and the people that we interact with, and that if you want to have a successful interrogation, if you want to break someone's will and their, if you want to mind control them, you have to break them off from their communities. You have to control their environment. You have to control their diet, sleep patterns, other, if you can make all of those things irregular, then people will become disoriented and they lose touch with what is real and what is reality.
Mm-hmm.
If you deprive people of their sensory environment, smell, taste, sound, touch, all of that, they become disoriented and they're much more malleable. In fact, they actually discovered that people will revert into a childlike state and become dependent on the people who are actually torturing them. And they found that drugs can be effective in overcoming resistance. You put people on a strange drug and they have some psychedelic weird trip,
mm-hmm.
they become different as a result of that. Some people that were given LSD without their knowledge, it actually caused depressions and anxiety problems that they were never able to shake afterward, which
right.
is really interesting that the government was seeing that. And yet they were willing to give as much LSD to people in the Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco as wanted it. Anyone who walked through the door could get free LSD.
Jeez.
Gosh. I know. It's so I guess the question that we really are left with at the end of the day is this. We're talking about what the government experimentation on people.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1950s, MK right. Ultra came to its peak in the late 1950s. By the time of even like the JFK assassination and even a little bit after that, they had already had enough information that they knew that they couldn't really get where they wanted. And there were a lot of people, of the handful of people who were doing this, there were people that were saying, you know, let's stop this.
Right.
We're not getting anywhere. We have not found anything that is successful. But I want to read a little quote from someone who was writing about MK Ultra. This is in the aftermath. He said, mm-hmm. and I want you to think about this, put this in modern terms, change one word in the paragraph and you will be shocked.
Right.
It says, it is totally abhorrent to me to think of using a human being as a guinea pig in any way jeopardizing his health, no matter how great the cause. I'm not here to pass judgment on my predecessors, but I can assure you that this is totally beyond the pale of my contemplation of activities that the CIA or any other of our intelligence agencies should undertake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mm-hmm. I want to ask the question, has our government ever quit? Have they given up their interest in control? And right. in mind control, if I change that little passage and I say, I can assure you it's totally beyond the pale of my contemplation of activities that the NIH or any other of our agencies should undertake. Does that make it different? Is Fauci justified in using the people of this country as human guinea pigs in violation of the Nuremberg codes, which is ultimately the downfall of mm-hmm. Sydney?
Sure.
It is speculated he died the way he lived in a cloak of, you know, secrecy, that at 80 years old, the guilt that he had from being party to experimenting on human beings was such that he committed suicide rather than divulge what he had done.
Hmm.
But let's ask ourselves, whether has the government grown a conscience yet?
Yeah, seriously.
Has the entire nation just gone through it? Who are the Expendables now? Back in the day with Sidney here, Sidney Gottlieb thought Expendables were people in psychiatric institutions and prisoners and people who were mentally unstable or people who are committing borderline crimes. Mm-hmm. But we have heard some pretty high profile people now talk about useless eaters and we have to reduce the population. Have we all become those people now that experimenting on us is okay?
You bring up some great questions. Good work. Thanks, Melissa. A lot to think about, actually. I really appreciate you. And so Melissa joins me every Wednesday. I'll be right back with Susan. Don't go anywhere. And good work. Be right back. Hey, everybody. This is a special you need to be aware of for Father's Day. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives, but he didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. Now he's done it again with My Slippers. Now, listen, this is the first time he's ever done this and gone this far, but for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue. And it's also made with quality leather suede. So happy to be able to bring this to you. But what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free. So make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them. In order to get this special deal, you have to go to mypillow.com/Kate. mypillow.com/Kate. If you just go to mypillow.com and put in the word Kate, you're never going to get this deal. It's only for you listeners, and it's for a very limited time. They're doing a blowout. mypillow.com/Kate brings you right to the link to get that deal.